Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And do you have your turkey ready?
Well, I don't really cook a lot, so let's say the turkey is ordered. And ready to be picked up.
I think we're going to do a fried turkey this year.
You know, that's probably a good idea.
And let somebody else do the frying.
That sounds kind of dangerous. I wouldn't do that myself. But, you know, I could maybe bake a pie or something, you know, something easy like that. But it is the week of Thanksgiving. I do love Thanksgiving.
And we are thankful that we're here at Elvis Presley's Graceland.
We are. And we're thankful for each other and the fans. And the weather, we've had beautiful weather.
We sure have. And of course, last week we had an excellent magic-filled holiday lighting ceremony.
And we're thankful that the Christmas lights are on, thanks to John Stamos.
Yes. such a nice guy, Uncle Jesse.
He had a great time being here.
He really did. Had a lot of fun. He's been here multiple times.
He has.
But never had the honor to flip the switch on the holiday lights at the King's Castle. And so we sat down and chatted with John Stamos, who is also the voice of the new Graceland iPad tour. So let's take a listen at what he had to say about this awesome, unique experience.
The first words that came into my mind were flippy, real flippy. That was from Jailhouse Rock, if you don't remember. It was really sweet. And the best part was, you know, getting to flip the switch with the Le Bonheur kids from the hospital here. I mean, I know that Elvis was so charitable and so good to all the people, certainly in this area, and to stand up there with his tradition continues, you know, and I think that was really special. To walk in and see presents on the chairs, where's mine? Which one is my present? No, I haven't been here at Christmas. It's beautiful. And, I know Elvis was a family man, and the good folks at Graceland were gracious enough to let me bring my family down. So it's exciting to watch them see everything. The others are like, oh, my God, we got to take a picture of this, you know. So, and I think that's the goal of, you know, this place, to have people come in and go, wow. And again, to really, really feel like we're in the jungle room right now, down in the jungle room. You know, it's hard for me to remember yesterday, but I just remember hearing his voice. What is that? It was like nothing I ever seen or felt before. And I said, I got to learn more about this. I was quite young, and I remember talking to my dad. I said, you know this guy, Elvis Presley? He said, yeah, I know. But you should listen to Frank Sinatra. I said, well, I'll listen to Frank Sinatra, but you listen to Elvis Presley. You know, so we got into both those guys. And but I don't remember my life without Elvis Presley. Now, I always say that, you know, without Elvis Presley, life would be a mistake, right? Well, if I could sort of put my finger on why he was so great and what he did, I'd do it myself, but I can't, you know, no one can. I mean, he was a supernova. He was magical. He was a good man. He loved others. He was charitable and generous. And then, you know, there's good singers, and then there's, you know, charismatic people, and there's great-looking people, and there's charitable people, and there's... But he had it all at the right time, at the beginning of rock and roll, and what a beautiful influence he's... I mean, who knows, you know... How many years later we're here in his house celebrating him? I really get this feeling, this, you know, you can really feel his presence here. I remember the first time I came here, I was with the Beach Boys at Mud Island, and I found later Justin Timberlake said it was his very first concert was the Beach Boys at Mud Island. And I got to come through, and I was sort of a tourist, you know, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. But I really did feel his presence, and sort of, you know, like Disneyland. I mean, you come in through these gates, and you get full of, you know, love and his talent, his charisma, like you said, and his energy. And I think the goal, you know, for the good folks at Graceland is that you walk back out those gates and spread that around the world like Elvis did, you know. And that's what I like, why I like to come here.
Well, it sounds like he had a really good time.
He did. I hope he did. I mean,
well,
it seemed like it. I mean, he was just, I mean, smiled the whole time. His family was with him. So, you know, it didn't get much better than that.
It really doesn't. So we know John is also thankful for his trip to Graceland last week.
That's true. And don't forget, we still have the Christmas lights up through January 8th, Elvis's birthday. So if you haven't been to Graceland, now's the time to come.
It sure is. And if you're looking for the best holiday gift to get for your friends and family that love Elvis,
mm-hmm.
we've got a top 10 list on Graceland.com.
That's true. A lot of good stuff.
Yes, for sure. So good deals and great items to find at shop.graceland.com. So fill those stockings with your love for Elvis.
And happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye, everybody.